No water, no bath. A child of Albuquerque, I remember the Alvarado, the Harvey House, Super Chief, Train Depot, its wide, cool porches, a fountain garden of roses. The Indians sold their art, the tourists their pottery and jewelry, Thunderbird necklaces, beautifully inset. My grandpa brought me over for coffee and chocolate donuts from his office downtown. I still have one of those Harvey bracelets here, with stamped arrows and swastika whirling logs. Feeling nostalgic, I brought my grandson, Nico, 3, down to ride the Rail Runner. Like all little kids, he loves the train. We parked in the city garage across from the news station, the Alvarado long gone. The elevator broken, we started down the stairs. On the lower tier, a woman sprawled, top naked except for a rag with which she was trying to cover her breasts. Nico and I stood stuck, hers struggling for what seemed hours until she was able to move so we could get past. There were no parking attendants or security in sight. I realized the woman might die. Across the street, derelicts lay on park benches, begging change from passersby. A makeshift tent crowded the sidewalk, impossible to walk around. We climbed the ramp to the sunny hot platform, a cluster of passengers hunched under the skimpy shed, crowded benches. An insane man performed an obscene rant. He called me pussy. Nico said, "You're not a cat." We moved on down the tracks, Nico's left hand in mine, his toy helicopter in his right. We found a faraway bench. I held him close until we saw the light of the train. We boarded the first car, hoping Mr. Screamy would take the last. The ride to Berlin and back was fun, seeing houses, fields, cows, and horses. Through Isleta Pueblo with its lovely old church. Isleta means island, I told him. We crossed the Rio Grande. Coming back, he slept in my lap. "Grandma, I have to pee," he said. We looked for a bathroom, but there was none. "Can't you hold it?" I asked. "Can you hold it?" I asked. We counted the miles. Finally back, Mr. Screamy was still going, jumping on and off the tracks. Nico still holding. We tried every door in the station, all locked. No bathrooms. Back to the garage, the stairwell, thankfully empty. And this is where I tell Nico to go ahead. "Aim at the wall, honey," I said. We drove home and washed ourselves with good strong soap. Still, all those others were living in my head. No water, no baths.